This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said that if Iranian drones were not supplied to Russia, peace would already be closer. Zelensky said that he discussed the increase of pressure on Iran in a telephone call with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. Another focus of the conversation was ensuring financial support for Ukraine in the months ahead. North Korea's military said Monday it is a recent barrage of missile tests were practices to attack its rivals' air bases and warplanes and paralyze their operations, as well as their command system, showing Pyongyang has resolved to counter provocative U.S.-South Korean military drills more thoroughly and mercilessly, as it puts it. North Korea fired dozens of missiles and flew warplanes last week that triggered the evacuation of alerts in some South Korean and Japanese areas. In response to massive U.S.-South Korean Air Force drills, the North views as an invasion rehearsal. U.S. and South Korean officials strongly condemned the North's missile launches, saying that their drills were defensive in nature. Envoys from around the globe gathered on Sunday in the Egyptian seaside resort of Sharm el-Sheikh for talks on tackling climate change amid a multitude of competing crises. Notching up the first small victory, negotiators agreed after two frantic days of talks to formally discuss the question of vulnerable nations receiving money. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has now slammed Republicans up and down ballots across the nation as election deniers who reveled in political violence. His predecessor, Donald Trump, urged voters to oppose growing left and left-wing tyranny. Both held rallies for key candidates in their parties on the final Sunday before Tuesday's midterm elections that could reshape Washington's balance of power. More than 141 million people have voted early in races that will decide control of Congress and key governorships. Republicans are optimistic about a big night, but Democrats are predicting that they'll pull off a surprise while arguing that the nation's very democracy is at stake. A Hong Kong journalist has lost the appeal against her conviction over making false statements and the obtaining information for her investigation of a violent attack during the widespread protests in 2019. High Court Justice Alex Lee upheld the verdict Monday, saying having good intentions is not a justification. Bao Choi was found guilty in 2021 at a lower court of deceiving the government by getting vehicle ownership records for journalistic purposes instead of for transport-related issues, as she had declared. The award-winning producer was trying to track down the perpetrators of a mob attack on protesters and commuters inside a train station. For a documentary, last year's ruling had sparked concerns over shrinking press freedoms in the city. Iraq authorities say more than two dozen people were injured when a commercial building in the capital caught fire and collapsed altogether. The official Iraqi news agency says the country's civil defense director and some firefighters were among those injured when the burning building Sunday in Baghdad. No death had been reported. No information is immediately available on the cause of the blaze. Incident comes after a gas tanker exploded near a soccer field in northeastern Baghdad on October 29th. That incident killed at least nine people and injured 10 others. Recapping our top story, again, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says that if Iranian drones were not supplied to Russia, Ukraine would already be closer to peace. He said he discussed the increase of pressure on Iran during a telephone call with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.